So just first off, like, what did you see from your team's effort tonight?
I mean, I'm just so proud of them. It was, you know, Army's a great team and a great program, and you know, obviously are having a great season. And, you know, we were just in a place a couple weeks ago where we weren't playing great lacrosse, and we're trying to really find ourselves. And just a credit to the seniors in this team for believing and really working hard at it, really working hard at our culture, really working hard to support one another, really working hard at you know, being a complete team. And, you know, tonight we got a little bit better at Bucknell, and then we got a lot better at Loyola. And then this week, you know, obviously we played a great game, but we've just, it's been a process, and all the credit to the seniors for getting us where we needed to go. And it was great to see. I loved how hard we played. Anytime you play an Army team, you really have to play really hard. We lost face-offs, but we only lost ground balls by two. So I thought that was critical, even though, you know, Coletti is a great player and had a bunch of face-offs. You know, the ground balls outside of the face-off X, the majority of ours were ours. We've been really struggling clearing the ball, and to go 27 for 28 was huge. We just needed the ball. So I was really pleased with that. I thought we rode them. Even, you know, we gave up a couple goals in the 10-man, but I thought we set the tone early that we were going to go at them, and we were going to be on our front foot and, you know, turn them over a few times to kind of talk about the possession battle. You know, Coletti's so good. You know, not that we assumed we lose faceoffs, but we thought that was a possibility. So we knew we had to be great in the clear, turn them a couple times over in the ride, and we did that. And I thought we bounced, you know, managed the game really, really well. Credit to Coach Lippo and what he was doing with the offense, and Coach Roulette. I thought the defense was off the charts. It's the best defensive game we played against the best offense we faced. So, you know, really encouraging on a lot of fronts. The guys are going to enjoy it tonight and tomorrow, and then we got to get back to work. But, you know, really, really proud of just where we've come over the last 3 weeks.
Like you mentioned, you know, you guys had 27 for 28 clears while they had 15 for 20. What is it about your team's riding game that makes you guys so efficient?
Well, it starts with Coach Lippo. You know, he's one of the better coordinators in this game, if not the best. And he takes a lot of pride in our ride. So as soon as we don't score, you know, we flip that switch, and Mike does an awesome job with getting our guys to buy in. He does an awesome job with the scheme. And just making sure that we're covering any adjustments that they make and any shape that they go to, that we adjust to it, and then we're aggressive in it. You know, we challenge ball carriers, we allow teams to shoot, we have a plan if a team does X, we have a plan if a team does Y, and it's our identity. And we got a little bit away from our identity early in the season, and then I think it was an important part of our program to, you know, when we were struggling, to say, we got to get back to our 10-man. That's a staple of BU. That's who we are. Regardless of if a team's a great transition team or a great clearing team, you know, this is who we are. Let's get on our front foot. And I really thought it set the tone in that first half, or that first quarter, where we turned them over, you know, three times. We got three extra possessions, and we were perfect in the clearing game. So just Mike does a great job with it.
What's this win going to do for your team moving forward?
You know, I think it just proves to the program how good we can be. And there's a lot of season left and a lot of work to be done. But when we play a complete game, when we are playing great defense and we're clearing the ball at a high percentage and we're giving our offense opportunities to score and we're sharing the ball on offense, it's just really impressive. You know, these guys, seven guys came back for a fifth year. And this is the playing games like this and to play as well. It's one thing to play in a game like this. It's another thing to play great. And I'm just really proud of the guy. I'm really happy for the players, that how well they executed, how hard they played, and they were able to get the result that we all wanted.
You mentioned the older guys. After James went down,
yep,
there was a rally around the group. What did that do for your team, and what did you see from your team?
Well, anytime you have a, you know, serious injury, you know, it can go one of two ways. It can really motivate your team and pull your team together, or it can, you know, you're worried about your teammate, and then it kind of goes into your mind. And, you know, we're certainly worried about James, and you know, I think all signs are pointing to everything's okay. But, you know, our team, you know, knew they couldn't do anything in the moment. You know, they gave them the support on the way out. And then it was a rallying call to play our best lacrosse this season, so that, you know, James, you know, play for James a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the guys came out, we scored on the next possession, we won the next faceoff, scored on the next possession. And that was a critical part of the game. You know, I thought that third quarter was where we were able to separate a little bit. So I just give, again, the seniors a lot of credit. When that was happening, you know, the guys were rallying around each other and guys were pumping each other up and just saying, we got to be ready to go. I know this is a hard thing to see. And anytime a teammate goes off in an ambulance, it's a scary moment. But, you know, James was being James and was saying some positive things to the team. And I think everybody knew he was going to be okay. But the team reacted and really bounced back. And, you know, just really proud of the way that we came out after, you know, that stoppage of play.
Three goals from Kelly, three goals from Bork, two from Cates. Not even that. And from your top two scorers, like, what can you say about your team's depth?
Well, I think what I can say is we've really been preaching share the ball. Mm-hmm. And when we share the ball, we're really hard to defend. We have a lot of talented players. And I'm going to shout out Vince. I know Vince didn't have statistical game that he typically has, but he made some great plays. He was super unselfish. And he didn't, you know, he didn't force anything. And he let the game come to him, and he didn't get a ton of opportunities. But the way they were playing defense, that opened up things for Niedringhaus. It opened things for Bork, opened things up for Kelly. And you know, I'm just really proud of the maturing of Vince, that he didn't go out of his way to try to get his. And that was huge for our team. And then when the opportunities came, he made that huge assist. I can't remember who we threw it to, but it was our 13th goal. Okay,
I think Cates, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a huge goal, and he just mm-hmm. made an awesome play, and he made a couple of great plays. And then, you know, certainly I think Lewis had a favorable matchup, and, you know, he was able to get his hands free and had three assists, and Lewis has just been lights out. So, you know, the two of them just, you know, being as unselfish as they are and as skilled as they are, it's just incredible. And then when we can get when we can get you know, guys stepping up in those supporting roles, Bork and Kelly and Niedringhaus, we're a really tough team to go against. And then, you know, Zach has a goal, Lipton has a goal, Fritz gets a goal. I mean, you know, Kate had a really nice assist. So just really pleased at the balance of the offense, and the credit goes to Coach Slippo and what he's been preaching, you know, over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
And then what does having Will Barnes in net do for your team's
confidence? He's pretty freaking good. I will say this, and this is the biggest compliment I can give Will, is he makes all the saves that he should make, and then he steals a couple every game. And it just gives you, you know, a comfort level as a coach and as a defense that if you play defense the right way and you force them to take, you know, an average to below average shot, and it's not supposed to go in because you've done your job, Will's going to save it. And he does it, you know, the majority of the time. And then even sometimes when we have some, you know, mess ups on defense and they get their hands free and they're staring them down, you know, Will saves those shots. So, you know, he's probably been our best player this year. Had another awesome game. And I thought he was really good in the clear, too. I thought that was a big part of it, us clearing the ball as well as we did, as Will made some great decisions on the clear, ran one out. He just had a great game, and he's turned into a great player for us.
You have a quick turnaround going to North Carolina to play Duke on Wednesday. What are you going to take from today's win?
Well, I think we're going to enjoy it tonight. And, I mean, it is a historic night for Boston University. We've never beaten the number one team in the country, and to do it on Nickerson Field and have it be a Patriot League game is really special. So we're certainly going to enjoy it tonight. And then, you know, the most important thing from this game is we got to stick to our process. We have identified what works for our team. We identified that, you know, I wish we could have identified it a little bit earlier, but it took us, you know, the Navy loss and the Bryant loss to kind of identify it, and we've been working at it, and it took us a week to kind of get it going, and now we've kind of identified what we need to do from a practice standpoint, from preparation, from how we carry ourselves in the game. So, you know, our focus is we can't change anything. All right, this is a great win, but this win can't define our season. And, you know, we certainly are proud of it. We worked really hard for it. We beat a really good team. But, you know, we need to stick to our process over the next 4 days. We will play an incredibly hard opponent, you know, on the road, and then we could turn around and have a conference game. So, you know, we got to get some rest. We got to make sure our guys, this was a really physical game. We need to make sure that we're rested up and ready to play another really physical and athletic team. But I know our guys will be ready, and I'm excited for the challenge ahead.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Alexa Podolsky, WTV Sports. So from last season to this one, you guys have been getting significantly better at guarding the net, and Will Barnes is definitely a contributing factor to that. But I noticed a defensive save from someone on the team. I missed exactly who, but really impressive defensive save. So I guess I just wanted to ask, what other defensive like strategies or stops have you guys employed to be able to successfully achieve this?
Well, Dane, the goaler, made the first save, and then I felt like we had three saves. I don't know how the ball didn't go in. But credit to Dane for stepping in front of there. They broke their 10-man ride. The goal was open, and Dane stood in there and made a great save. And I think we might have gotten another save. I don't know if it was Will or another defender. I think the defense is starting to – same thing. It's been a process. And we have a new defensive coordinator who's playing a little bit different defense than we did last year. So it's just taking time. We have a lot of new defensive middies. We graduated so many defensive middies, so it was just – we have some guys that used to be face-off guys that used to be offensive middies, and it's just taking time. But tonight, we kind of put it all together. So I think we continue to play an aggressive brand of lacrosse. We continue to challenge shooters and try to eliminate – and all defense try to do, but try to eliminate those high percentage shots. And if we can do that, keep the ball to the outside, challenge, get our sticks in people's hands when they go to shoot, take a little bit off their shots. A lot of times Will can stare it down and make the save. So we've continued to be an aggressive defense, but I give a ton of credit to Coach Rouette and just the progress of this defense. I've been really impressed with how the defense has progressed and frankly put our best effort tonight. I think they scored three in the 10-man. So if you take those away, to give up six, six on six goals, it is really impressive against a team like Army.
What did you guys see from your team's effort tonight?
I'll go first. Right from the jump, we had a ton of energy, and that just really just, we were talking about it all week, just coming out with executing the game plan, making sure we stay true to ourselves and make sure the game, don't focus too much on the game, that it's a big game because we're in it. That was our message all week, and I just thought that really brought a lot of energy right from the jump, got us out to that 4-0 lead.
Yeah, like Brendan said, we got to a nice early 4-0 lead. I think we kind of just we kept our foot down the whole time. We didn't really give up at all. We struggled coming out of halftime a lot all year long, so we really made sure to come out as fast as we could and put a couple more goals in. And then obviously the injury happened, and we're such a close family, and we all have each other's backs. So we really rallied around him and James, and we got this one for him. So yeah.
What does this one do for your team's confidence?
I would say, we heard all their number one team in the country, and they're an amazing team, don't get me wrong, and all the credit in the world to them, but at the end of the day, that's just someone's opinion, that they wrote them number one, they're voted that way, and we knew all that mattered is the belief in the locker room, and we all believed in each other, and we really believed in the game plan, the coaching staff, and what they put forward for us, so we really just stuck to that, and stuck together the whole game, and didn't leave each other's side, so that was it.
How important was the riding game for you guys tonight?
Very important. I mean, that's our identity, and right from the beginning of the jump, I think we got a few ride backs right at the beginning, so that was really huge for our confidence. And staying in the 90, our bomber, and they did break it a few times, but that didn't hurt our confidence or anything. We stuck with it, and I mean, Dane made an unbelievable save in the 10-man, just ate one, I think, in the head or something like that, and really gave us confidence that we were going to pull this one out.
Yeah, I guess just to piggyback off that, I mean, we know they let up a couple goals in the 10-man, but at the end of the day, that's their identity, and we weren't going to change that for anyone, so we kind of just stuck with it and made some plays on the stretch to get the win. The defense played great on the far side of the ride and made some unbelievable stops on there to get us the ball back and let us do our thing.
What can you say about Will Barnes' contribution to your team?
Will's amazing. He's a great kid. I mean, it's awesome to see him get his turn. He's been waiting 2 years to finally get his turn, and we've always known when he's capable of. So just be able for him to put on display nationally is just awesome, and I love to see how successful he's been for our team. He's been a crucial part of why we're so successful this year.
Yeah, he gives us a lot of confidence on the offense that the defense is going to get a stop, confidence back there that he'll steal a few, and he sure did tonight, and he's always been a big part of every game this year.
Mm-hmm. For you specifically, Brendan, it seems like you're doing really well this season. What's been the difference from last season, or maybe what something you did in the off season?
I think it came down last year I was coming out of the box, and this year I kind of stepped up into a bigger role, especially with the help with Lewis and Vince. Just they're taking me under their wing and making sure I understand my role and making sure that I'm in the right place at the right time, just kind of working off everyone else on the field, because the plays that open up, a lot of times are generated by the other guys, and I just got to make sure that I bury the chances that they give me. And it's been a lot of fun playing with Lou Vin and then the rest of the guys. So that's really it.
You guys have a quick turnaround playing, going to North Carolina to play Duke on Wednesday. What are you guys going to take away from this win?
Yeah, I think we found ways to be successful, and that's kind of just sticking to our identity no matter what kind of adversity we get into, and just always having each other's back. We really fed off the sideline's energy, the crowd's energy. I mean, obviously at Duke we won't have the same crowd, but you know, just sticking together at all times and don't let any adversity kind of knock us down. Like, we see our teammate go down, we just always bond together. So sticking together and following the game plan and trust one another is the biggest thing going forward.
Yeah, especially making sure we're going down there focused, bouncing back after this win, making sure we still got our confidence and that we're stay true to our identity down at Duke, and really just continue the momentum that we gained from tonight and last week.
Yeah, how do you guys make sure that this win isn't just like a, we beat the number one team in the country, so like we're number one, like how do you guys make sure you guys keep a level head going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something we've always struggled with in the past, is kind of not like getting some success and then kind of getting a little complacent, honestly. So I think it's been a huge talking point. We have the conversations all the time, like, you're only a success the moment you make a successful act. So we want to keep it going forward. We still have a lot to prove. I mean, we still have a lot of goals down the stretch we have to accomplish, and this was just another step for us going up to those goals. So
yeah, it's just another really big step in the Patriot League standings and gaining wins over quality opponents and midweek Duke, and then we're gonna have to bounce back quickly and play Holy Cross on the weekend. That's a big Patriot League game for us as well.
That's all for me.
I have one. So, energy after Corcoran was taken off the field. Obviously, it was high to begin with, but it switched. There was an obvious switch where you guys were playing much harder than you were before. What were you guys thinking on the bench? What were the feelings there?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, he's been my roommate for 2 years now, one of my best friends. So, I mean, it was tough to watch that happen, but I think we just kind of just came together as a group, and we know we were playing the rest of the game for him. We didn't want to let him down. I mean, I just talked to him on the phone, and the first question is, did we win the game? So, and you can tell what he means to us. He's one of my best friends. Everyone loves him, so we really tried to rally around him and put some plays together for him.
Yeah, he's a super tough kid, and we just wanted to make sure we played with the competitive edge that he always plays with the rest of the game, and we brought that energy right from the jump. I think Needs stuck one right after that, and then Fritz came down right off the face off and stuck one. That just gave us unbelievable energy, and in my mind I was like, we got this one, like, for Cork. It was a big turning point in the game.